This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? It is Wednesday. It is the 11th of August. We are brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Online at Action with two A's, actionmovers.com. And right now they're offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. The lowest advertised rate in 20 years, by the way. $99 an hour, two men and a truck when you mention Scott, S-C-O-T-T. That name, Scott, gets you a lot of savings on this show, doesn't it? Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state, period. Professionally trained, background checked, Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. I'll give you a number here in a second. But just remember, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, $99 an hour for two men in a truck to move you. Call 701-566-5532. Mention Scott, take advantage of that great offer with Action Movers online at aactionmovers.com. Gary Emineth is in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind. The number 800-228-0550. And I do believe Rance Priebus is ready to go, my man.
Bryant, this is Gary Emineth in Bismarck. Go. Thanks for popping on so quickly. I appreciate it.
Hey, happy to be on the show, Gary. I hope you're doing well.
We're doing well out here in North Dakota. It's been pretty droughty, yeah. So we've been fighting through that. But I know you're busy and you have a lot going on in this country right now. So I really appreciate you coming on to give us some perspective as a former national chairman and chief of staff for President Trump. Question for you.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Well, question for you. In light of this infrastructure bill passing where we were talking about bipartisanship that lasted about 15 minutes, maybe less than that, didn't take long for the Democrats to shift to that $3.5 trillion spending effort, did it?
No. I mean, obviously, and by the way, the first infrastructure bill isn't all what it's cracked up to be either. I mean, obviously, it's going to add to the national debt by about $300 billion. Some of it is a bunch of garbage, and it simply paves the way for this $3.5, or if you want to call it $5.5 trillion spending spree that has nothing to do with infrastructure. I mean, you've heard it. Your listeners have heard all of the stats and what's coming down. But I think the biggest problem with the bill, Gary, is that you're really talking about $27,000 in new spending for every single household in America. So as you drive down a neighborhood and look at every single house down the line, every household, $27,000 from Maine down to San Diego, Alaska, and Hawaii, every household, $27,000 in new spending. I remember back in the early 90s, working on campaigns, talking about how the entire total debt in America required every American, every household to write a check for something around $20,000. Well, this one bill is $27,000 per household. It's a tragedy. And what the Democrats are doing to our country in such a short period of time, I hope creates an energy in America that takes whatever happened in 2010 and puts it on steroids to kick the Democrats out of office.
Incredible what's going on. I mean, Chuck Schumer going down the road of just saying this infrastructure bill was just the beginning of the sweeping initiatives that they're going to bring forward. And it's happening. Do you think that from a political perspective, did Republicans gain anything by coming on board with this infrastructure bill for the 2022 elections?
Well, you know, from a political perspective, you know, maybe some of them could justify it by somehow believing that they've got these marginal districts or marginal states where they're barely, you know, hanging on, and somehow they believe that by signing on to this smaller infrastructure bill that they could have a message to their voters. But I just don't think so. I mean, my personal opinion is, you know, with the addition of $300 billion to the debt, when you consider the trillions of dollars that have already been spent and given away in this country, which has created I'm sure you have the same thing. I mean, tourism season in North Dakota, along the river. I mean, you talk to restaurants, owners and bar owners in Wisconsin and in the upper Midwest. They're closing on certain days of the week because they can't find workers because they're, you know this. I mean, they're being paid more money not to work, or it's at least a close enough give and take that a lot of people would rather not work. Seasonal workers are leaving. And I just think throwing more money into the system, creating more inflation, is a problem. I mean, when you have this amount of money in flooding the system for the same amount of product, you're going to create inflation. That's what inflation is. It's the same amount of product with more money chasing the same things. And that's what's happening here. So politically, I think it's marginal. I mean, I personally wouldn't have supported it. But I think what paving the way, though, for one of the greatest expansions in government spending in daycare, pre-K, free community college, loan forgiveness, Medicare, Medicaid expansion. When you look at that, Gary, it puts, you know, it's back to the FDR days, except there's no mandate for the 50-50 Senate. And the place we're in politically, when you think about what's happening at our border, the crisis on our border, police getting shot, Olympic athletes turning their back on the flag, men competing as women in high school, how fast everything has turned around. It's stunning and it's scary all at the same time.
Unbelievable. And I think we had our good friend Governor Pete Ricketts on prior to you talking about how he saw some things, what he sees happening in the country. And he mentioned that the American Rescue Act, I think he said Nebraska got about $500 million. And he said, we didn't need it. We got 500. We're fine down here. We balanced the budget. We spent all the money. And that's a small state like Nebraska, like North Dakota, but $500 million he said we didn't need. And so that spending out there is just a lot of these broke states that are run by Democrats are needing money for the feds to keep paying their way. And it's just tragic that's happening because it's pitting everybody against each other. And it's very difficult for people to be Americans anymore.
Well, that's why a lot of these conservatives are saying, before we move forward with this $1.2 trillion, or certainly this, of course, is $3.5 trillion, but before we move forward with more spending, let's repurpose some of the money that we've already authorized in these other massive bills. I mean, for government, imagine Pete Ricketts says, we don't need a half a billion dollars given to us, but we're going to pump it into the system. And but yet you couldn't repurpose that money for part of the spending that that some of the Republicans and the Democrats are talking about now is a tragedy. And you know, there's never any good bills that come out of these omnibus actions anyway. I mean, there's so much garbage that comes out of these things. And it leads to runaway inflation, expansion of welfare benefits, extending subsidies of Obamacare. And the 3.5 is this is paving the way for the Green New Deal, which, if you want to talk about bankrupting the country, that's what will happen.
Yeah, it's incredible. Being a state with all the resources we have, whether it's coal or oil, and we got more wind than I prefer. And, of course, that gives us a lot more towers than I prefer. But at the end of the day, it's just they're attacking things that drive our economy. And it's under this guise of this Green New Deal. I mean, we actually think we're going to move to have the farmers using electric tractors to be farming. And, I mean, where do they think this electricity is generated from? Our batteries aren't there yet. The science isn't there for what they're pushing to do, and it's going to bankrupt us, and it's going to marginalize America on the global stage, which is really sad.
Well, anytime you have people like Bernie Sanders, Cortez, and Elizabeth Warren touting this $3.5 trillion deal as a major victory, obviously it tells normal people out here, Republicans and even a few normal Democrats, that this is a place that we can't lead our country into and will create the kind of inflation and expansion and benefits that are unnecessary and irreversible that our country just doesn't need. And it's social engineering, and it's all just a political philosophy that I don't think is suitable for our country.
Right, Sam. If you could stay on for just 5 more minutes after, as we go to the break here for just a couple minutes, I'd like to get your perspective, because you bring such a unique perspective, having been national chairman for 3 terms and working as chief of staff for President Trump, about the presidential election going into 2024. I mean, how do you see some of this stuff shaping up? And so I'd like to get your perspective on how that's going to happen. And so if you could give us 5 more minutes, can you do that?
You bet.
Okay, we'll be right back, Gary. I'm going to fill in for Scott Hennin. What's on your mind? Stay tuned.
Be right back. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text 701-226-8503. More What's on Your Mind on the way.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. It is the Wednesday edition. Scotty's off today. Gary Emmeneth is sitting in. Todd Mitchell as well. My name is Kevin Flynn. We're brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods. Go online to abmnow.com. abmnow.com. We talk about this all the time, that hackers can get into your servers through your printers. I had no idea. At ABM, they get it. Okay, they know the risks, they know the security protocols, they provide the products and the software that keep the outside world out and your network safe. And Advanced Business Methods is soon having their 50th anniversary. That's right, 50 years of serving the business community with the best products, best service you'll find anywhere. ABMNow.com, ABMNow.com. The numbers to call, 800-228-0550. Gary Emmett is sitting in for Scott Hennin today on What's on Your Mind.
Welcome back, Gary Emmett. Here in studio, we have Reince Priebus, former Republican National Chairman and Chief of Staff for President Donald Trump. When we went to the break, I asked Mr. Priebus to stay on for a few minutes and give us his perspective on the presidential race going into 2024. I know it's plenty early, but people are already positioning for that. Reince, give me your perspective on, you think, what's happening on the play of the field as people begin to position for that, because there's a lot of people curious about that.
I mean, my sense is that for many of the reasons that we talked about earlier, and I had to say, I think that 24 could be a cultural election based on a lot of the wild things happening culturally in America as opposed to an economic race. And I know you're asking me about the candidates. I'll get to that in 1 second. But, and then you look at the border where you've got 210,000 illegal immigrants, illegal aliens crossing over the border in July, as compared to 6,000 when Donald Trump was president. We are going to have a backlash election both in 22 and 24, I believe, a lot based on issues like that and cultural issues. As far as the field goes, you know, my view is President Trump's running. I get no indication that he's not running. I think he is very interested in finishing the job that he started in 2017. And every time I speak with him, and I had dinner with him a month ago or even less than that for about 3 hours in New Jersey, no one else there, just me and him, and I have no reason to believe that he is not running. You know, he could always change his mind, but my sense is that he is in. And I think that obviously freezes out the field. I don't really see a credible a person that can run the table in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, or elsewhere. So I think that if Donald Trump runs, that he'll win the nomination, and that's where that's my analysis. Not as a little bit more simple than talking about Tim Scott and DeSantis and Mike Pompeo and everyone else. But obviously, if Trump doesn't run, that would be the conversation we'd be having.
Yeah, you're obviously right about the idea that, I mean, do any of these people even get into the race because they may, to some degree, may position themselves to be a VP candidate, so they become the heir apparent in, you know, the 2028, I guess. So I guess that really becomes the issue with that. But if you go down the whole process, it's going to be very difficult for anyone to defeat former President Trump in this race. I would guess you're spot on with that.
Yeah, I mean, we can only, as you deal with, I can only analyze what it is, what I know today. I don't know what's going to happen in 6 months or a year from now or 2 years from now or how lives change or how issues come up and all the rest. But as we sit here today, I think most Republicans and most conservatives that are listening to this show and even Democrats that are listening to the show would think that if President Trump throws his hat in the ring, I don't see any real viable challenger because his popularity is through the roof. I mean, it's just he is a person that within the party is as popular as Ronald Reagan was when he left office. And so that's the reality of it. And I think from everything I know, I would be very surprised if he doesn't run in for the 2024 election.
Well, you see his health and how he active is. He's that energizer bunny that goes, and you saw it firsthand, obviously, you know, 20 hours a day, no sleep. and I think after
I've
three or four.
I've never seen it. I mean, Gary, you know me. I mean, you've seen me work. And I have never, one thing that I've been able, people say, well, how did you do what you did? You know, one, I got pretty lucky, but number two, I worked really, really hard, and that was it. I mean, you can slice it and dice it any way you want. I had a passion in politics since I was a little kid. It's all I did. I mean, I did it nonstop, high school, college, undergrad, law school. Then when I was actually working, you know, every second of my life was a passion. But I worked hard, and I could work outwork any person, and I needed less sleep than people I knew. But there was one person that I had a hard time keeping up with, and that was Donald Trump. And I'm not just saying, I have no reason to say these things without, I mean, we would talk at midnight, we'd talk at 5:30 in the morning, it would be Saturday, Sunday, and it was a nonstop frenzy of work. And that's just how he is. And look at this Twitter feed now. I mean, his, not Twitter feed, but his emails. I mean, he's commenting about four or five different things already today, and it's 11:30 Eastern. And he's already had comments about the infrastructure bill, about Fox News, about the symposium that Mike Lindell is putting on in South Dakota. And this is a person, you ask the question, is he going to run? This looks like a person that's engaged and wants to run. And that's what I see, and I'm sure you see the same thing.
Yeah, we sure do. And here in North Dakota, this is Trump country, so it'd be very difficult. I mean, he just mopped up in this last election, and he will do it again, so at least in North Dakota anyway. So, Rice, I know
That's right. You have to go.
You have to get off a call, get on another call. So I appreciate you coming on today and sharing us your insight. It's always good to hear from you, my friend. So thank you for joining us today.
God bless, Gary.
Take care. Thank you, Rice. We just got another couple minutes, but we have a young lady, or I don't know about young. I shouldn't say this about you, Cindy, over in Fargo. You've been hanging in there a long time.
Well, isn't young the default anyway? I mean, you don't introduce somebody as anything else, right?
That's true. So, Cindy, if you're there, I would love to have you come on and comment. I appreciate you hanging in there for so long.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can. Thank you.
Okay. So, I, as an American...
Are you there, Cindy? Hello?
Sounds like she's getting in her car.
I hope you didn't fall down. It sounded like a crash there.
I hope not. She is an American.
Well, Cindy, if you want to call back, we'll take your call right after the break. We are going to the break here shortly. For those of you that want to call, Bob Harms will be former Republican state chairman, will be joining us, who served with Reince Priebus on the National Committee. Call in number 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. And Cindy, if you're there, we'll come back to you right after the break. I hope you're okay. This is Gary Emnath filling in for Scott Hennin. What's on your mind?
If you'd rather text, if you have one of those jobs where you can't call on the phone while you're at work, first of all, get a new job. I'm just kidding. 701-226-8503, 226-8503 to text. What's on your mind? More coming up.
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its smooth cinnamon and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
Wind. It's everywhere in North Dakota. A permanent and abundant natural resource. An energy source we should harness. Wind Energy paid $11 million in property taxes and $19 million to landowners in 2019. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in Wind Energy. Wind Energy, a permanent and abundant natural resource for North Dakota. For more information, see ndforallenergy.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Shortly after the Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion plus infrastructure bill, the Senate passed a $3.5 trillion budget blueprint. The next big spending package pushed by Democrats include more money for education, health care, climate change, and other provisions without a single GOP support. The party line vote, 50-49, came just before 4 a.m. Eastern Wednesday morning. A Democrat-controlled House must next take up and pass the budget resolution scheduled for August 23rd. The Taliban seized three more provisional capitals in Afghanistan and a local army headquarters in a blitz across the country's northeast, officials said Wednesday. With the insurgents now controlling some two-thirds of the nation, the United States and NATO finalized their withdrawal after decades of war. Kabul itself has not been directly attacked. The speed of the Taliban victory raises questions how long the Afghan government can maintain control of its countryside. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Welcome back. I'm Kevin Flynn. We got Gary Eminent sitting in for Scotty today. Todd Mitchell's here as well, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Let's eat today. If you're up in Yulin, Minnesota, how about Tater Tot Hot Dish? Homemade, by the way. All this is scratch cooking. Glendon's got a fish fry with a pollock filet today. 205 NP Avenue in Fargo, serving up lasagna. 12th Avenue North, guys. Cheesy bacon pasta. Yeah. How about the Chef's Choice in Harwood Valley City, right off 292, exit off I-94, Swedish meatballs or lasagna, and all kinds of specials all month long of August, but the big one is any size fountain pop for the whole month of August is only 49 cents. My bride is very happy about that, I'll tell you that. It's PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Gary?
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. Gary Eminent in the studio in Bismarck here with Todd Mitchell. We have Bob Harms going to be joining us shortly. But, Cindy, we wanted to give you a shot back here. We had you just before the break and lost you. Are you there, Cindy?
I'm here.
All right. You okay? Nothing happened serious?
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Yes.
So go ahead. Well, you're on What's in Your Mind.
Sure. I was just commenting that, you know, conservatives are really tired of being kind of pushed around. And when we see our senators, Hoeven and Kramer, voting for this incredible infrastructure bill, you know, it just really is disgusting. And I really think that you're kind of giving them a free pass when you talk about basically not holding them accountable for it, number one. And then also making the comment that the bill was like 2,700 pages long and who's got time to read that? And really, if you don't have time to read it, why would you vote for it? Why would you vote for this? North Dakota, we're doing fine. We're not going to get anything out of this except a bump in our taxes, and I just it's really disgusting, and blaming Democrats for bringing this forward and pushing it, yes, is the blame is there, but they never ever could have passed it without the Republicans' help. So I really think Kramer and Hoeven should have a big town hall in North Dakota and explain themselves.
Cindy, that's probably a great idea. I think Senator Kramer used to do all these town halls all over, but much busier when he's a congressman. He had more time doing town halls. I think as senator, he's been busier. But I think that's a great call, and I'm going to suggest that to Kevin. Kevin's a good friend of mine. I'm going to text him and suggest that. So that's a great suggestion, Cindy. Thank you for your insight in it. I couldn't agree with you more what's going on with the conservative movement sometimes being left and abandoned by some of our Republicans around this country. So thank you for joining us, Cindy. Stay safe. Now we're going to ask Robert Harms to join us. Bob is a former state chairman, served on the Republican National Committee. I was going to try to patch you in there, Robert, with Chairman Priebus, but we just had a little breakdown of communication, so I apologize for that, but thanks for joining
us. That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. It was a pleasure listening to our old friend, Reince. He's an interesting fellow and involved in national politics, as you know, so it was fun listening.
So, Robert, what do you take on what happened last night when yesterday we get this infrastructure bill passed and the Democrats immediately, you know, pushed it in or, you know, rubbed Republicans' face in it by moving to that $3.5 trillion budget resolution. What do you take on that?
Well, I've been listening to the program most of the morning, and I think we kind of have to step back and just talk about what's good for America from a broader perspective. You know, we can talk about Republicans and Democrats and how do we mend our country? How do we reduce the divisiveness, the lack of stability in public discussions? And I think that's maybe the discussion that might be more relevant in the long term. But I do think that your point, we get a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and hours later than $3.5 trillion bill from the Democrats, and we don't really care about bipartisanship any longer. And I think that just continues the division in the nation, which is harmful. And, you know, you've asked the governor of Nebraska and others, how do we get over that? And I think that's a conversation that everybody needs to participate in. I'm disappointed with the $1 trillion bill we just talked about and the $3.5 trillion that is coming. And, you know, the number a trillion, you and I have talked about this before, but a good number of the listeners probably don't understand how big a trillion. A trillion seconds is 31,000 years ago. That's
unbelievable.
And we're 31,000 years ago is a trillion seconds, and we've got $28.9 trillion of debt, and this just adds to it. So I think Reince makes the point. I think we have to think about how do we take care of America and are the policies that we're seeing, and frankly, Republicans are partly to blame as well. I mean, I listened to Cynthia's point. I think Republicans sometimes are to blame for where we're going as a nation as well. And, you know,
Robert, we have a caller from Wing. Fred wants to talk about election. So, being a former chairman, they'll be interested to hear what Fred. Welcome to the show. Shoot away sure. with your question, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to talk to you two guys. You're talking about the Republicans probably being at fault for some of these things. Actually, I haven't seen any Republicans, even if they're rhinos, that are doing too bad of a job on it. But the thing about it is the Democrat Party is at fault. And if there is a fault for the Republicans, and that there is plenty of blame to go around in one aspect of it, they just will not accept the fact that this election was stolen from us. You want to talk about getting together and having bipartisanship when somebody steals an election and goes along with it, and then our party, that our senators and our congressmen, we're not going to talk about it. Who's telling them to say that? Are you guys telling them at the top of the party? Are you telling them not to talk about this election being stolen? We've been into this not even a year yet. Within another year, if we don't get this changed, we're not going to have a country. Bipartisanship, we won't even get the vote anymore. And how are we going to get a Republicans elected nationwide if we don't have an election system that goes bad? Now, that goes bad on us in the middle of it. Even in North Dakota, 30,000 votes were stolen from the North Dakota election by those voting machines, and you guys don't even talk about it. 30,000 votes have been proven were stolen from our machines in each precinct. When I go to Wing and vote in the fire hall, I don't want to put my vote in any of those machines. And the guys came on and talked about it on What's On Your Mind here a couple of weeks ago. I think it was some government offices talking about the guys who were in charge of the elections, and they said that there's not enough power in a voting machine. A voting machine has the same power as a PC computer. They could be hacked. Even the ones in precinct and wing, and I don't want to put my paper ballot in there again.
Well, Fred, I would say that on one level, I can appreciate the fact going back to paper, because at least we got a trail we can track that's very identifiable. And I've been down in Phoenix watching some of the politics over that recount. It's been interesting seeing that happening. Robert, former chairman, do you want to respond to Fred's comment? Fred, thank you for your comments. I appreciate it. And Robert, what's your thoughts on what Fred had to say?
Well, I think Fred raises a very legitimate point, and I think every American needs to be concerned about the same thing, and that's the integrity of our elections. And I think we have to do everything in our power to make sure that the elections, that's a fundamental aspect of our country, of our politics, and we have to do everything possible to make sure that Americans are confident in the integrity of the elections that we hold. I agree with that 100%. And then the other thing, I guess I would take issue with him a little bit. That's the finger pointing is, I think, part of the problem. I've been involved in legislative politics since 1993, and we sometimes get into this tribalism that if it's Republican, it's good. If it's Democrats, it's bad. Now, on the national level, it's even worse. But I think that we have to step back and I'm a Republican, but I don't believe that everything that the Republicans do is right or good policy. I think sometimes we get involved in gamesmanship. And I think we should step back, everybody, from this tribalism and pointing fingers. I remember when I first got involved in politics, you'd listen to Senator Dorgan or Senator Conrad, and they'd come back to North Dakota and blame the Republicans about why things are bad in Washington, D.C. Well, that just didn't change anything. So I think we have to step back from that. And there's some other things that we can do, I think, to get better in taking care of America.
Thank you, Robert. Thanks, Fred, for your comments. We have Ron in Mandan who has a question for you, Bob, so you better be paying attention. This is for you. Ron, welcome to the show.
Yeah, one small comment first. I've always enjoyed Bob and his perspective on things for years and years. Say, Bob, I've tried to ask everybody, and nobody will ask the question. An old friend of mine up in Hazen says he's 91 now. He said way back when they had the wind towers in their own yards and had their own electricity being produced by them, they always would say only as reliable as the wind, with their tongue in cheek, of course. But my comment, my question is, what is the ROI, return on investment, of these wind towers from manufacture to end of life? Any idea of that? Thanks, Kai.
Yeah, Ron, I have no idea as to what the return on investment is on those wind towers. Don't know. Not really my issue. I mean, I have a client that works in the wind arena, but don't know the answer to that. I will tell you from a policy perspective, back to Congress, I mean, I believe, and I've said this publicly, that the production tax credit on wind, it was set to expire last December and should have. It should have been allowed as a matter of national policy. It's been around for decades, and I think it's time that Congress stops borrowing money for the production tax credit. And that's to use the market. That's the challenge.
Robert,
you know. But anyway.
Robert, thanks for answering that. We're going to go to the break. Stay with us, Robert. We'll be back after a few minutes. Right. Gary Emmeth, what's on your mind? Stay tuned.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text at 701-226-8503. Back to What's on Your Mind in just a moment.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
There's a bottle of water, and then there's a 1 liter Ice Mountain 69-cent bottle of water that is good all month long. That's special at PetroServe USA. The Pearson Salted Nut Rolls, 2 for $1.50 in new flavors. Any size of fountain pop, 49 cents all month long, including the 32-ounce Lucky 7 cup. T-shirts, 3 for $9.99. Old Dutch Family Packs, buy one, get one. Fresh baked cookies, 3 for $2. All day, every day. The big hot summer sale is on. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Schwann Buick GMC.com. For over 20 years, Schwann Buick GMC has gone the extra mile to keep you satisfied. For example, their free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles, those new Buicks and GMCs, and most of those late model used vehicles as well. It's free, no additional cost. You can buy with confidence. Shop, click, drive. It's as simple as that. Schwann Buick GMC.com. 10 and a half before the hour, it's What's in Your Mind, and Gary Amenith in for Scott Hannon today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We have Robert Harms, former Republican Party state chairman, on with us this morning. And we also have a call. We'll take that right away before we run out of time. John from Petersburg, up in Nelson County, has a question on tribalism. John, welcome to the show.
Well, I don't have a question on tribalism. I was
Wait a minute.
Whoever it was that was talking about the tribalism we've gotten into in this country and how we got to have more bipartisanship. And that's fine and dandy. And I can tell you how to have more bipartisanship. Just do everything that the Democrats want. And you'll have... And they'll love you for it. And that's why
oh,
the
that's
19
true.
Republicans
yep.
who voted for that to spend $1 trillion will be loved by the, and they'll get good press for a day or two by the New York Times and everybody else. And then it'll be the next thing. And as soon as they look at it a little askance and say, I don't know if I can go for this, then they'll be called names again until they knuckle under. Because that's what we become, and it hasn't been the Republicans that are doing it, because they don't seem to fight for anything.
Well, it did happen. The bipartisan stuff didn't last for very long, did it, John? It lasted about 15 minutes, maybe.
It's a joke, bipartisanship. Bipartisanship means that Republicans cave. That's what bipartisanship means to the Democrat Party and to the people that are running this country today.
Well, John,
the fact that the Republicans can't get that out of their thick heads or don't want to because they want to be part of it is what's wrong with this country. And we are heading towards a one-party, communist, Chinese-style government. And the Republican Party is going to be most responsible for it because anybody with a pair of eyes can see what the hell is going on, and they won't do a damn thing to stop it.
Well, John, when I grew up, when I was being silly and being foolish and not thinking clearly, my dad called me a knucklehead, and so sometimes I think we do a little bit of that operation the way we are as Republicans, because we sometimes tend not to fight back as hard as we should, and there's no question about it. Robert, you want to comment on that?
Well, Gary, I think John is exactly right, but and I think the concern that he expresses is a very valid one, where the country is going. My point in speaking about tribalism is step beyond labels and talk about policy. And I think that's showing up nationwide. If you watch the policies that are in New York and California and Oregon and what's happening in those states, people are leaving because they care about the policies. And so I agree with John about Republicans need to fight harder, but I think we have to get away from the labels, deal with the policy. And if we have the right policy, then the politics will take care of itself. And that's the point I was trying to get, the finger pointing about, Republicans were in control. What happened to the national debt while Trump was president? It went up. What happened when Obama was president? He created more debt than all the other presidents combined. But my point is, we point fingers at, oh, it's the Republicans' fault. Oh, it's the Democrats' fault. And that's my point, is getting away from the tribalism and get to the policy. So he's right. The direction that he's concerned about the country going is one that I share. But I think we got to figure out, how do we solve this? And just saying, oh, Republicans are always right and Democrats are always wrong, won't solve that problem. We have to talk about policies as opposed to labels.
John, thanks for your comments. We have Glenn calling in from Grand Forks. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you today?
We're great, Glenn. Thank you for calling in.
Growing up, my dad used to say something to me, however, since we went off the gold standard, it's just like monopoly money. And I didn't understand it, but yesterday when you had Kevin Cramer on, and whenever you have people talking about national debt, and Kevin Cramer said something yesterday about how only 25% of the national debt is actually owed to other countries. The rest of it we owe to ourselves, to the Federal Reserve. And if that's true, then I guess to me it is monopoly money, because that's like if I owed my wife money. I mean, how can you owe money to yourself?
Fair enough.
If that's the case, I don't see where the issue is. So why not have universal basic income and free daycare and free college?
Glenn, thanks for your comments. Our show is winding up. Thanks for weighing in on it. Robert, thank you for joining us today. I know you're off to another meeting. This is Gary Emmeth, who's been filling in for Scott Hinn, and I'll be back here tomorrow for one more show. Scott is traveling, I believe, into Arizona. Tomorrow we'll be having Eric O'Keefe on talking about Convention of States, because I think sometimes when you wrestle through all this, we look to Washington and legislature, but a Convention of States is Article 5 in our Constitution, creates an opportunity. And I'm also going to have Ed Martin, who is with the Phyllis Schlafly Group. Now, Phyllis is no longer with us, but her organization continues to live on. So, Todd, I'll be back here tomorrow, and I thank you for all the callers, and we'll look forward to having some more calls tomorrow.
All right, fantastic. Only Scott would pick August to go to Arizona.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why I'm here.
It's just not warm enough in North Dakota.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, masks, and forced vaccinations on Stinchfield tonight, 7 p.m. Central, as he exposes the dangers to you and your family. Over 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. RTC, DACTEL, NDTC, NCC, Consolidated Cablevision, DirecTV, AT&T, Dish, Fubo. Check your cable guide. But remember, Newsmax is not carried by Medco. It's true, Medco carries 11 liberal news channels but won't carry Newsmax. Many Medco customers are letting Medco know they're switching services to get Newsmax. So call Medco and let them know you can do that too. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app. I watched Stinchfield and love it on Newsmax. You should too. Tune in and find out why Newsmax is the fourth highest cable-rated news channel in America.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.